remain without power or water. President Trump today tweeting that he plans to visit areas hit hardest by the storm sometime next week. This is Fox News.
Joey, this is where you take over.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funinmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery. Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Paying more for paint doesn't make it better paint. It just makes it more expensive. The Home Depot carries some of the highest quality paint brands in America, but you'd never know it by the price, like top-rated Behr Premium Plus, starting at only $26.98 a gallon. Look around. You can always find a higher price, but you won't find better paint. Quality paint, lower price, now with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5757 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5757.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. I'm happy to say this new fall weather pattern we've fallen into will roll on and on. For tonight, clear skies, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. That's some nice fall air. Tomorrow, more sunshine, upper 70s. Tomorrow night's low in the upper 50s. Then on Sunday, more sunshine, beautiful, low humidity, high around 83. And Monday and Tuesday, the nice weather pattern continues. Another reinforcing cool front will arrive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
You're all set. Here's your Wind Creek Rewards card.
Thank you.
And here's all your free play.
Oh, I can't wait to play.
Your free dining offers.
Yum, delicious.
Free hotel stays.
Oh, this bed's comfy.
And so much more. All right, Joe, back her in.
Oh, wait, what is all this?
There's so much more.
Amazing.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in.
What's up, ding dongs?
I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then
I'm doing pretty good, cabbage head.
I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high.
Just drop it in, see what condition y'all's condition
is
in.
Sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
This is good, Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, yeah,
this is almost as good as this chicken.
What condition my condition was in.
So I'm really at the point of no return when it comes to tobacco. I now look at you, Southern Wood, holding that can of, is that Grizzly? Straight, shortcut, fine cut. And I feel no longer any real temptation. Now, I will say, after having a meal last night, there was a moment of like, damn, I want some. And then I got over it. So right now, I don't need anything. I don't need any tobacco.
I'm proud of you, Joey.
And we're only, proud of we're you. Not even halfway through Sober October. So maybe I need to give up another thing.
Now, see, now, you've got to, once you get past 3 days, it is strictly up to you now.
Yeah.
There's
right.
no physical attachment left to it. It is 100% mental. Your body does not desire it.
But here's
your
the
mind
thing.
Does.
I'm not going to be a lazy, litigious American, always making excuses.
That it's beyond my control.
Simple rule. And so I'm stopping tobacco. Don't buy it. Literally, when you go into the store, you don't even have to go into the store. But when I go into the store and the cashier looks at me and goes, she did it today. Do you want some of the dip? Because they're used to me buying it.
Right.
Grizzly, wintergreen pouches.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be. So she pointed, I go, no. No, thank you. I'm done with it. And I didn't buy it. And amazing. How could it buy? I'm not a happy camper. You've heard some of the past shows, folks. That's why I've been calling you ding-dongs and asshats. Butt munches. Because some of you are, but some of you aren't, but I'm just mad and aggravated. So it hasn't been easy quitting tobacco.
Oh, no, no.
But it's been easy in the sense of it's a simple decision. Do not buy it. It goes back to a point I keep making about advertising and influence. Because I think that's the real reason people are upset with old Ye, Kanye West.
Yeah.
Easy.
He's pissed everybody off.
Well, because, number one, Kanye is not going to go into the Oval Office or really any setting and, like, blow people away with, oh, my goodness, how, like, traditionally eloquent is Kanye West? No, he is incredibly eloquent in terms of, like, his style. Incredible. I have to give it up to him. I don't always listen to Kanye's music, but Kanye West knows what he's doing when it comes to making music.
Yeah, you don't, and I don't care what the genre is, you don't get to that point just by accident.
Right.
You might be a one-hit wonder and hit the one song or do the one thing that gets you popular.
I love his style. I love how he sample things, too.
Yeah.
Like, he knows how to pick, like, old-school music, bring it up into today. Like, just, he's really, really good. That said, I'm sitting there watching the Kanye West, Donald Trump meeting in the Oval Office. Kanye, like, smacking his hand on the Resolute desk, calling himself a crazy mother effer right in front of the president, calling him BS left and right. And it is a little surreal. He makes some good points. I actually really loved his point about everybody needs to come together. Like, Donald, I want to tell you that when you say make America great again, it makes people go, what do you mean by again, Whitey? it makes people think, what do you mean, but are you trying to take us back to the past? Like, because America was great in certain ways, but it also reminds us of, like, when people didn't have full rights. So why, you know, let me just tell you, Trump, take off again. Just make America great. Now, I want you, Donald, to stand next to and wear that Make America Great hat next to Colin, by which you meant Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw this coming last week. Kanye West was wearing a sweatshirt supporting Colin Kaepernick and a Make America Great Again hat.
I remember that.
And he keeps saying, I'm not going to be put in a box. I'm going to do what I want. And everybody's on top of him. And all the slurs against Kanye West in the sense that I do not understand. I'm not a black man. I'm not a black person. I don't get the collective way of thinking. I heard this idea of he's now an embarrassment to black people. Like, what? Like, there are a lot of idiots out there. And I don't often hear it like, oh, you're such an embarrassment to white people. Like, if Donald Trump's up there, I'm like, I don't think in those terms. It's like if a white person does something stupid, I'm like, well, they're stupid. Maybe their family's stupid.
Yeah, the individual.
Yeah, I can understand something like you embarrassed our family because you got the name. And you might have been raised by those people, so it reflects on them. I get that.
Okay.
Like, you work at this business, so it's the certain people we hire. There's all these choices involved in, like, family and who you associate with. But just given your race, your so-called race, and you do something what some people find stupid, you're now an embarrassment to the whole race. I just don't understand that way of thinking. And I would suggest that if you talk that way, it's a little suspect. Though it's how people talk. People are free to have their opinions. But I think the number one reason people got pissed at Kanye West is because the whole name of the game in politics is division, resistance, fight, and win.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you try to bring people together?
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that 100%. Mm-hmm. And I've said it, and I'm just, like, repeating the same thing over and over, but it has become a sport. It's my team wins or your team wins. I don't care what your team is doing as long as they win. You know, they can nominate whomever for the Supreme Court. Yep. But if my team nominated them, by damn, they got to get in there. If your team nominated them, by damn, they have no business being in there.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Instead of saying, well, you know what? This guy's, he's a pretty good juror. I mean, he's, you know, proved himself, and he served for 20 years, and or she served for 20 years.
Right.
Pretty good judge. Let him in.
Yeah.
No reason not to.
Well, I mean, and I would have disagreements with, like, Brett Kavanaugh on particular things, but you couldn't say that guy isn't qualified. And I was talking last night with Lou Perez that when I saw Christine Blasey Ford, it didn't come across as completely contrived. But again, I'm also not a Republican. It's a weird role that I find myself in, where I'm not a Republican, I am not a Democrat, and don't get, no, I want to be clear and as honest as I can be. I will react more emotionally to the crap Bernie Sanders says or the crap Elizabeth Warren says, and Hillary Clinton drives me up a wall. I will react emotionally to that crap. So I'm more sensitive. I get more triggered by the left. But also there's stuff Trump says where I'm like, oh, come on, man. And it's more my issue with the right sometimes is they get upset about certain things. And I'm like, why are you upset about that? Like, it doesn't piss me off that what the right does as much as the left, but I'm more like, I'm still not with you here.
Yeah. And
like, the things that actually get people all riled up, I'm like sitting over here going, what's the big deal?
Yeah. And to go back to my analogy, you're like the kid that comes to school in, like, say, the 10th grade.
Yeah.
Their family got stationed at Maxwell Air Force Base, and they're Penn State fans, and they move in, and you got all this arguing between Auburn and Alabama fans. You know how you were when you were kids.
Right.
You know, your team sucks. Our team's great. And, you know, Pat Dye's the best.
Oh, hello, Mr. Spotlow.
You know, you go back and forth, and you're like the Penn State fan going, yeah. No, Joe Paterno's the best. What are y'all even? And,
exactly.
And you can appreciate both sides of the argument,
yeah.
and see the idiocy. Because yeah. every argument, when you get to the point where you're arguing, you're going to say something idiotic. And you can see the idiocy of both sides of the argument. And they're just, and I think I have to agree with you, there's more idiocy on the liberal side, which are normally Democrats, well, than there is on the conservative side.
I'm not even making that claim. I'm saying just me personally, like when I see politicians say things, there's something about the lack of help wanting economic freedom that drives me up a wall with the left. And also the elitist mentality.
They have traded security.
Yeah. Well, it's the elitist mentality, too. Like Hillary Clinton saying, we can't have civility when you're up against a party that wants to destroy everything you believe in. So the civility...
That's the best time to have civility.
You know what? I would rather have Kanye West dropping MFers and whatever he wants to say. All the profanity you can think of. Oh, no! He said poopy! Then Hillary Clinton's clean, surgical, sanitized language as she goes out there and kills thousands of people with the American warfare state. It's ridiculous. And she controls millions of people.
Rather have a cuss word than a liar.
Yes. No, I get tired of this fake civility. Oh, we're being so civil. We're not. This is a fight. And, you know, if you're actually in a fight, then drop it with all the passive-aggressive crap is my point. Drop it with all the passive grit. Just say what you mean and mean what you say. And that's why people at least will listen to Trump.
And do you think that was on accident that they had cameras and live recordings
no.
inside the Oval Office
well,
when they were having the meeting?
It's so
How
contrived.
Many cuss words do you think has been said inside the Oval Office since it's been there?
Right.
Millions.
Oh, Richard Nixon, man.
Lots of beating on the desk.
LBJ.
And nothing as bad as LBJ said.
Imagine what Andrew Jackson said. We go real old school with it.
Yeah. And so, I mean, Trump's just like, y'all want to see what goes on in here? Here. And he's back there, and you can kind of see the quirk on his face.
Oh, it
he's
is bizarre.
He's just giggling.
No, again, it is surreal.
And watching him and say, this is what goes on in here.
I said Clinton, okay? And then you were, like, beating on the desk.
But here's also, I just took on the first aspect of why people, especially a lot of folks on the left, and I've seen a lot of, you know, famous black people, comment on like Diddy's like not black excellence. Oh no. And like T.I. like just swore off Kanye and all sorts of people are. It's like I'm disowning you. You're like the guy from Django.
T.I. like disowning Kanye. Come
yeah,
on.
I know, man. It's just like, okay, whatever, God. But one part of it's political. Like, how dare you try to bring people together? Or how dare you like try to speak for the black community with your, what did Michael Eric Dyson call it? Some sort of blitzkrieg of ignorance or something like that? Oh, a blitzkrieg of blathering ignorance is what he called Kanye's speech. And so there's the political aspect. But it gets, if you look under the hood of how democracy works, and this goes to my other story of the day, which the headline is, I didn't know if y'all knew this, but an almond doesn't lactate.
Thank you.
Right. Now, you know, it's been a big debate in the country. But the same people who have to tell the American
people
that almonds do not lactate.
So the top of the almond is not the teat?
No. No, it's not.
Now, wait a minute.
Butter. It's not like a tiny udder. The same people that feel it necessary to say that to the American people.
Are you kidding me?
No. Are the same people that are like, oh my God, if Kanye's in the Oval Office hugging Trump, that means some of these idiots are going to vote for him.
I'm still stuck on
it. He pulled a Rodman.
Right. Is it actually, is it true that people will vote for Donald Trump or like Donald Trump because Kanye was there?
Yeah, it is true.
Bunch of sheep, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Some people will.
Sheeple.
No, don't you bring up sheeple. We're already... What if your father happened to, you know, sneak in drunk one night into the barn and, you know, you were conceived...
Make love to an almond and
had
to drink milk from an almond?
No, but really, it makes me sit back. If that's how this game is going to work, and I think it's what scares the hell out of people, it is becoming more and more just a popularity contest.
And I think you make a very, very valid point there, because I do think that's what scares them, is when you get somebody that's very popular in pop culture, mm-hmm. that kind of says, hey, you know, this guy, he ain't half bad. That's what they depend on. The uninformed voter,
yeah.
they depend on, what do I see? They're not like you and I and Seth. They don't listen to News Talk. They watch the TV and they're like, oh, Trump's meeting with Kanye. No, Trump must be pretty good.
A popularity contest. It's the
exactly.
number one. And
right.
then the people before-wise, like building up to the election, the people that are paying attention and weeding out the other people, you know, voting for this and this, they kind of make it so it's not just a popularity contest.
But let my position be clear here. On ignorance and voting, ignorance isn't on just one side. Oh, my goodness. Ignorance is just being relied on by the left? Hell no. There are a hell of a lot of ignorant people. And if you're offended, you're probably not the ignorant one. The ignorant ones are just blissfully happy.
Yeah, I'm voting for the Republican. I don't care who he is. I'm voting for the Republican.
I'm voting for that orange guy over there.
Mm-hmm.
He was on that TV show.
He says it how it is, man.
He got an R by his name.
Here's also the thing. This isn't a put-down. That there's really no incentive to be an informed voter. I've made this point before. I could sit up here. In fact, I have for hours, every day, for 7 years, read the news every morning, read beyond the news, teach myself, maybe badly, but try to teach myself economics, more political theory, what's going on in the world in terms of geopolitics, all sorts of things, healthcare policy, education policy, farming and agricultural policy. The list goes on and on. Try to inform myself so I can talk about it somewhat intelligently on the air. And I can do this and try to influence opinion. But at the end of the day, Joey's vote counts the same amount as the person who goes, I'm voting for Hillary because that's the same name as my cat.
Or she's a woman.
Or she's a woman.
Or she's the Democrat.
What's the incentive to be informed if at the end of the day, your vote counts as much as the most ignorant person out there's vote?
And if you don't do it, then they're the idiot that is voting for so-and-so because it named after the cat matters because you didn't do it because you were like, screw it.
I guess my point is, at a certain point in this game of we call democracy, this big popularity contest, it's not about how much knowledge you have. That's a farce. It has never been about who's the informed and enlightened public making the best possible decisions. Hell no. And, of course, the people in D.C. don't think that. They don't treat situations like what happened with Kanye like that. They treat it like they're a bunch of sheeple out there, or lemmings is probably the better word, following the leader. They treat it like the American people are stupid. They treat you like cattle.
Well,
and you got to move you into pasture.
And I think that's the one thing that Donald J. Trump tapped into was... He went past all that, and he talked to the individual person. And it was people like me, the mm-hmm. blue-collar worker that, well, maybe not like me. I do have
fly
a loud mouth.
Country.
But, you know, the quiet people, and they were like, yes, I like that. No, right. I don't care that you did that. I'm not listening right. to all these personal attacks against you. We know you turned $1 million into $16 billion. You know how to run a company. You can run this country. And they ignored all the little side swipes of, oh,
yeah.
Well, he said, well, when you're rich and famous, women let you grab them in their
right.
hoo-hoo. It's like, yeah.
They're Mrs. Bub's parlor.
Yeah, that's, man, that was a shocking revelation. Everybody knows that. And people overlooked it.
Wait,
and
groupies
said,
exist?
Groupies.
Really?
I'm telling you, you know? And people were like, we're common Americans.
But
of us are.
Let me make this even more personal in the sense that I know I have opinions, and I know you have opinions, on politics and all sorts of stuff. But if somebody really pushed you on, like, how many of your opinions say just in politics and, like, what Donald Trump wants to do, really pushed you, are you as certain, like, I'm an expert, I know for a fact I am right? There might be a few things because you've worked in those areas in life and you've really come to a point of, I think this is the right way to do it. But I'd imagine if somebody pressed you, said, gun to your head, are you actually certain you're right about everything? You'd probably back off.
No, I'm not. But that's the attraction to Donald Trump is he never would.
He'd never back off?
Uh-uh.
No, but he said, I've got an open mind.
Yeah, well,
he wouldn't say he knew everything. He would say some cool little thing that would make him go around it.
I think there's a difference in having an open mind and backing off of a core.
I didn't say core principles.
Not core principles.
No, I'm saying, like, what's the best possible way to deal with the issue of immigration? What's the best possible way to have trade? What's the best possible way to regulate an economy, monetary policy, social policy, whether or not marijuana should be legal or illegal at the federal level, or rescheduled in a particular way? Maybe we should look at how the criminal justice system works at the federal level. Should we pardon some people or give commutation of sentences, what Kanye was talking about, to the president? There's just so much, is my point, that does not get talked about in the news. So much that at the end of the day, even somebody who is really smart and who dedicates their life to be informed on a particular issue is going to be ignorant about all sorts of other issues because there's not enough time in the day and there's not enough room in the brain.
Can't know everything.
I would hope that I would be open to discussion. I mean, there's a few things that would be no, don't even talk to me about. Just like with immigration,
yes,
and maybe you could do something different than build a wall,
right?
Maybe.
To
the common, you have to appeal to the lowest common denominator. Build a wall.
It's clear what
because you can visualize a wall.
Yes.
And people are not coming in. That's why you don't have jobs. People are coming in taking your jobs. Whether it's the truth or not does not matter. Perception is reality.
Before, when you visualized a wall, it was like a crappy 6-foot fence that was kind of broken, you know? And now you think of a wall and you're thinking like Jurassic Park.
Right.
10-foot taller.
Well, but also,
I always thought about Pink Floyd when I heard the wall.
Oh, I'm terrified
but,
of Floyd.
And the wall was a brilliant branding thing. But here's also the point. It's like, it doesn't matter whether or not the wall is wise policy. It really does not. Do you think most people decide who to vote for on, like, I've really taken the time on every single policy plank of my party to decide whether or not this is wise? No. People vote all the time based on gut, based on emotion, based on a single issue. And yes, based on that guy's hot. And yes, if Hillary Clinton had at least been a 7, I think she'd be president right now. I said it. I think sex appeal has a lot to do with why certain people are elected and others aren't. Ross Perot, that weird looking MF with
ears?
Those ears.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. I
that
was like 7.
That didn't help his cause.
Melania.
I'm going to ride my piggy boy.
Oh, God.
Is that you sucking, Sam?
Mm.
I'm sorry. That was my ears as I was running. Like two conch shells right on the side of my head.
It doesn't help. My ears look like that.
No, and I know that now that women are in politics at some of the highest levels, and I encourage it. I really do. I'm the guy who wrote a piece saying we should castrate all men that are seeking high office. That way we can give women a chance to screw things up. Because my mom used to say this all the time, if women ruled the world, she really would. But if women, rest her soul, I love her, but if women ruled the world, there'd be less war and more peace. I'm like, yeah,
have you lost?
Right.
Look,
we'd still have problems. They'd just be different because men think with their head and women think with their heart.
Well, and I will say men have, it's a blessing and a curse. Men have done a lot of terrible things.
Women are evil, too.
Oh, Lord.
They are vicious.
Listen to this misogynist.
Only
and
evil. 1 week
a month. Listen to you.
No, all the time.
How long have you been married?
Look, for 24 years. 23 years.
You have like seven 20 daughters?
20-something like that. I got four. I got three daughters and a son. But I'm telling you, you and I can get into a disagreement. We could get to the point of a fist fight in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And next Friday, I could see you, give you a hug, and say, what's up, Seth? High five. Women, oh, not no, but hell no.
Oh, come on, man.
I guess
I'm telling you.
Because I have watched my two-year-old daughter manipulate somebody.
No, Women never forget, and especially when it's another woman that they've got something going on with.
Oh.
It is vicious and terrible and horrible.
Wait, so you're actually saying is that men and women both can be incredibly malevolent and
hold a grudge
and mean towards one another?
Now, I'm saying it's different with women than it is with men. Because women will cover it up and pretend that they don't hold a grudge.
Mm-hmm.
If you piss me off to the point that we really got upset with each
there
other,
are differences.
You would know it.
Yes, but there are differences. But I'm talking about at the highest level. I'm saying you're a head of state. I don't think men and women are going to behave that differently
you
as heads of state.
You have lost your mind. You have lost your mind.
Because
you don't change what you are on the inside.
Well, but we're not just talking about personal decisions at that point. We're talking about the highest decisions of the U.S. government.
Does not matter.
You're already boxed in to a certain extent. You have bases in South Korea. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about the North Korean issue? It's not like Donald Trump can just go, I don't want to talk about it. He had to make some decision. It's not like you can't erase history that we have conflicts in Afghanistan and obligations in Iraq and all sorts of crap going on in Syria. And we're helping the Saudis bomb Yemen. Yeah, and we're still doing things in Libya. Ah. And also all over Africa. And we've got obligations in Europe. And, you know, we're 20-something trillion dollars in debt. I think man or women, they're a bit boxed in and they're going to make bad decisions because that's the nature of where we are.
There's going to be some that you have to make because it's like, no, Mr. or Mrs. President, you cannot do that. But I'm telling you.
But my point is also that as we have women coming to more higher positions of power, that there will be things like the double standard. A man can not have any comments on his looks or
maybe all that stuff's happening right now. You know, maybe that's what's happening now.
Maybe, but I'm saying that men have been judged on their looks for a long time, especially people that want to lead. There's a reason, say, tall men end up leading when there's a bunch of short men around.
Because I look down to everybody.
Human beings are this shallow at times.
Who's the last president that had a beard? That's who's the last president that had any facial hair?
And you know what? How stupid it sounds? I would be more inclined to vote for the guy with the beard.
You got that right.
Yeah. It's something as silly and shallow as that.
It's because you're a libertarian.
No.
You always be throwing stuff. You called me them.
Because it makes me feel like Superman. Kanye feels like Superman where he wears the MAGA hat. I feel like Superman when I know my leader can grow a fantastic beard because I can't. I can't, Southernwood. I can't grow a beard.
And that's
plagued me. I've been waiting 30 years nearly to be able to grow a full man beard. And it's not happened
and
yet.
And you still try.
I'm trying.
I'm telling you.
I have tried, and I was told that if I shave, and I shave, it'll grow back thicker. But I shave, and
lie.
It grows back, and it looks like something that should be growing down below instead of on my face.
Pizza crust,
you don't
man.
Know what it's like, so I would just like a leader of this country that would have a beard that could make me feel proud. I want to live vicariously through the president's beard. And I know Donald Trump's not going to do it. He's had so many damn tans of some sort and so many damn treatments. I don't want to know what comes out of that guy's chin. But good Lord, can't I just...
I wonder what color it is.
But Joey, what you're talking about is exactly what Donald Trump tapped into.
Yeah.
It is a multi-billionaire he tapped into, but I'm just the common guy. I grew up working on construction sites. You think he ever swung a hammer? Hell no, he didn't. But you believed him when he said it.
But you know what he did do? He paid the guy that did swing the hammer. And the guy that swings the hammer, number one important about working for somebody is getting paid. You may not get as much as you got before, but you get paid every week. And that matters, because if you don't get paid, then
somebody's got to write the check.
You better get to stepping and find somewhere else.
Yeah, it's almost, it's amazing.
Because, I mean,
this world we live in, these fights. Kanye, in the Oval Office, why is it such a big deal? Because we all know. We
not
all know that
black,
we're not.
Because he's freaking crazy.
No, but we all know, as self-righteous as we all are, we are not always right. We are, in fact, very ignorant about a lot of things. We make decisions on an emotional basis because we are that way. And we try to hide it up by yelling at the flaws and bringing out all the other problems of the other side in our opposition. We all know this. We just need to step back and realize that, you know, we share a lot with animals. That's why we're so close to our dogs and our pets.
Well, you
and
just
bananas.
You just speak for yourself. I mean, I can't help the fact that you can't grow a beard, but
whatever.
I'm not pointing out flaws to make myself feel better.
I'm going to change his name from Southern Wood to Southern Ding Dong.
Uh-huh. I'm going to bring him an ass hat in here.
Right, I was about to say.
Yeah, you make me sick in the ass.
I saw you. I saw you picture on Facebook with that beard. I was like, ooh, but Southern Wood looks.
Here, folks, there's a reason, though, we feel so close to our animals. In particular, not just our cows, which Southern Wood, or Southern Ding Dong Ass, he's been very close with his cow. It's more.
He's a cousin.
More, especially dogs and cats.
Hey, can I tell you a story? I know where you're going with this.
God. Yes.
Got up this morning. We ran out of cat food for Chad Morse.
Oh, no, Chad.
Yeah, and Sarah, she picked some cat food up last night on the way home from, like, just the grocery store or something.
Yeah.
And poor little Chad Morris this morning, because I hadn't been to Four Healthy Pets to get
over
more
on the Atlanta Highway.
Yeah,
to the Village Shopping Center.
Real food. I am not kidding you. He reached into his bowl, he picked a piece up and rolled it around in his mouth and spit it out. Picked another piece up, rolled it around his mouth and spit it out, and looked at me and went, meow. Meow. I was like, dude, man, I've got to go by to see Teresa and them tomorrow and get you
this
some.
This is what you get for trying to hawk that crap to him. You have to go buy Four Healthy Pets.
I mean, he's got three names. He's a cat. Chad Morris does not eat crap.
No, Chad Morris needs the best. But also, here's why you should go buy Four Healthy Pets. And you need to take advantage of this. Do the pre-order. That way, Teresa can order in exactly the brand you want, the high-quality, all-natural brand you want, and the quantity that you need. And it's on a regular basis. You can call ahead, and she'll even be there at the curb. You don't have to get out of your car. And your product will be right there for you. Also, they have grooming services and special treats for the dogs, in particular the chicken crack. Ooh, the incredible chicken jerky. That's what it really is. Chicken jerky. I mean, human beings could eat it. It's that good.
I'll bring some one day, and we're going to try it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's do it. Well, and I mean, the Meowawana catnips for the cats, though, Seth.
Joe just likes the name of that.
Yeah, I just do. I love it. But there are so many wonderful products over there. You'll feel like your friends and family over at Four Healthy Pets. Again, Atlanta Highway, the Village East Shopping Center, right next to Faulkner. And also, you can visit them, FourHealthyPetsOnline.com. FourHealthyPetsOnline.com. You can find more of their products and services there. We got to hit a break, guys. I'm feeling good. Feeling good. Kenny Rogers, baby.
Woo! Danger Zone.
No, that's Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins, you
Kenny,
dummy.
How dare you?
Ding dong.
Joey Clark.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm happy to say this new fall weather pattern we've fallen into will roll on and on. For tonight, clear skies, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. That's some nice fall air. Tomorrow, more sunshine, upper 70s. Tomorrow night's low in the upper 50s. Then on Sunday, more sunshine, beautiful, low humidity, high around 83. And Monday and Tuesday, the nice weather pattern continues. Another reinforcing cool front will arrive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Oh, welcome back.
An almond doesn't lactate. That from the FDA commissioner, Scott Gottlieb.
Thank goodness we finally know the answer to that question. You know how many nights I've laid awake in my bed wondering if an almond lactated? Where they got that almond milk from?
Well, and you would think that... Okay, are we really going to have a war in the bureaucracy's bowels, the federal bureaucracy's bowels, over whether or not we can call almond milk and coconut milk and soy milk, ew, milk?
All right, so does soy lactate? Soy's a bean, too, also, right?
No.
Yes, but I did, soy is a bean.
Well, yes, soy, yes, almonds, soy is a bean. Almonds are a nut. Coconut is
really milk because it's inside of the coconut.
Well, and that's what like would coconut be as a fruit, right?
However,
it doesn't matter. It kind of looks like a boob, and it's got liquid in it.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have a nipple.
It's got three.
Mm-mm.
They're just hard.
No, those are eyes. Dummy.
Eye, nipple.
Guys.
It's liquid.
Guys.
Hey, who's the dairy farmer in here?
You are.
Okay.
That's why I said you're very close with your cows. No, you've taught me a lot about cows.
Yes.
Right. Anyway, here's the point. Here's the point. Is these yahoos, this is what they're spending their time on. There's actually Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat, no surprise, from Wisconsin, introduced legislation.
Oh, from where?
Wisconsin introduced legislation to federally outlaw the labeling of non-dairy products as any kind of milk. Okay, it's obvious. And Senator Lee of Utah said he opposed it, saying no one buys almond milk under the false illusion that it came from a cow. They buy almond milk because it didn't come from a cow. But of course, this is what animal producers are going to do, and rent-seeking cronies do. They run to the government to go, give us an advantage. We can't actually compete. We don't like freedom. We want privilege.
See, I mean, that just absolutely blows my mind. If this isn't just a made-up story,
no, it is
and
not.
I'm afraid it's not.
It's not.
Which, well, I know the story's not, but to actually think that it's hurting the dairy industry because people are buying almond milk thinking
it's,
that people are out there milking little tiny almonds
that's great,
putting
man.
Milk into
well,
just...
it's like, okay, everybody's going to confuse, like, Whitesnake with a bunch of chicks. It's like, okay, I mean, I think I heard a story from Chris Jericho upon first seeing Motley Crue. It's like, who are those chicks? They're hot. It's like, it's a bunch of dudes, dude.
Well, it's like every rock band in the 2000s.
That's very few, though. Most people are going to go, oh, those are dudes with long hair and a little bit of makeup.
A lot of hairspray and
right.
makeup. And
right, whereas most people, I'm sure there's some idiots who are like, well, do you, like, almond milk's the same thing as milking a cow. I know, it's just... It's obviously, and when you drink it, it's not the same thing as cow milk.
No, it's not.
It's not. Never broke down and done it.
No.
It's pretty good. I like it.
No, it's good, yeah.
It's actually wonderful. Soy
it's
milk
good,
is good.
I do
the
red
soy milk with vanilla is wonderful.
Silk, baby.
Because we had, silk.
Silk? That's what it's called.
We had three of our children were lactose intolerant, and my wife breastfed our children coming up, and she had to get off all dairy, and she got into that, and the chocolate silk, oh my word, it's like drinking a Yoo-Hoo. That
but Yoo-Hoo's not even milk, it's brown water.
Exactly.
Well, my feeling
it's soy milk.
Milk
with chocolate flavoring.
With the red cap on it, whole milk.
Man,
that's milk. It's kind of
thick.
That's
milk.
Yeah, you get the...
That is
the,
milk.
If you
nah.
buy that white crap in the bottle next to it with the pink or the blue cap...
Negative.
I have been getting the ultra-filtered whole milk with, like, omega-3s or something.
Oh, my God.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Well, I eat fish, too.
Well, that's omega-3. Boom.
It's when it goes into my bowels, there's no debate. I don't have as much issue.
Negative,
whether
Ghost
with the standard whole milk, it's like, well, if I could have a volley, sir. Like, all happening through the night. It's terrible.
All right, milk expert over here.
Yeah.
When you talk about milk, you've got you got skim milk, which has no butterfat. You have 1%, which means 1% butterfat, 2%, 2% butterfat.
How much is an
and
old?
Then whole milk is
the red cap, the blue cap, the pink cap,
yes.
the light blue?
It depends on the brand.
The red cap is usually the whole milk. Mm. Whole milk is generally between 2.25 and 2.6 is what it is. Our cows, our average butterfat was like 3.6 something. Our milk was yellow is how much cream was in it.
Ooh.
They take the cream when they process your milk, you sell them 1,000 pounds of milk, they pull the milk out and they take most of the cream off the top.
Yeah.
That's what they make the cheese and the buttermilk
like
and this and that.
That's where the curds come from?
And it's full of it's full of bacteria. It's got all kind of good stuff in it.
Yeah.
And
bacteria.
Bacteria is
good for
great
you.
For your gut biome. It is wonderful.
Got to, man.
And you drink that whole milk that's at 3.0. Sometimes in the summer, it would get up to like 3.75.
Yeah.
I'm talking, you had to chew it.
Can
there
you
was
bring
so much
some
cream
of this in here?
No, we don't milk cows anymore.
Oh.
We stopped that like 20 years ago.
You had to give it up.
Yeah. Couldn't make any money.
Just wondering, because ever since you've got me thinking about eating parts of cows that I would never have thought to eat before, and drinking milk that I will never come across.
Oh, it took me like 3 years to get to where I could even drink whole milk after coming off of drinking raw milk my entire life.
And just that anybody would be confused. We're getting off into the weeds here.
Don't get me started on milk.
But, you know, and speaking of weeds,
I'm a teed expert.
I remember this clip. I just found it. We'll get to calls in a second.
Fire medical.
Hi. Where can I get some marijuana?
Excuse me?
Where can I buy some marijuana?
911 call.
Do you realize that you called the police department?
No, I didn't. That's very interesting. Well, let me ask you the same question. It's a legitimate question.
Which question is that?
Where can I buy Sunrail Lounge?
I would have no idea, sir.
You would have no idea. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor.
Oh. Hey, at least the guy tried.
I found some of my old clips here. But anyway, let's go back to the phones and talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
What's going on, y'all? Sounds like y'all having a bunch of fun tonight.
Oh, yes.
Well, anyway, I had a call about something else, but since 84 was talking about cats, I'll put in a story about my crazy cat as well. You're talking about the politics and how everything is getting crazy nowadays. Well, here's another drop in the bucket for the many faces of book or, you know, Facebook or however you say it, Joey. But
book of faces, yes.
Yeah, but today one of the videos my friend shared came up covered up, as it most of the time does with no violent videos and this and that. Well, of course, I uncovered it to see what it was about and everything. And this is what the video pertained to. It showed a little squirrel walking along the top edge of a fence, and he climbed down to this little mechanism that was bolted to the side, and all of a sudden he was flung up into the air into the pine trees behind the fence. So why in the world was that covered up? Could you tell me that?
No, I'm a little lost here.
I mean,
Southern, what did you follow?
I think I've seen the video.
I mean, it's just a normal video where these people have made a contraption to fling squirrels up in the air, and my friend shared it, and Facebook covered it up for some reason or not. I have no idea, but...
I know what you're talking about. They put the little filter. It's like, this could be
offensive material. Uh-huh, exactly.
Well, it sounds pretty cool.
Who, the squirrel lovers?
Yes!
I don't know. Squirrels are rodents. I mean, hell, we talked about shooting cats with bows and arrows last week.
We have a feral cat problem.
Exactly.
We should handle it.
Yeah.
I think Facebook's getting freaky, man. They actually, a site I used to write for, had over 2 million followers. They shut down their page.
Really?
Antimedia.com.
Yeah,
they're getting crazy. Yeah. Antimedia.org. They shut everything down. And, yeah, I guess people... Well, but think about your little, like, girl on Facebook. Why she's on Facebook, I don't know. But, you know, you got to... worry about the children. You have to be sure to talk down to people and make sure
they laugh at it. They think it was hilarious and watch other videos like that on YouTube.
Yeah, Facebook, I think, is a hot mess right now. So is Twitter. And for all the bitching and moaning over Facebook censored me and Facebook should be watching out for Russian propaganda and Facebook this, I think actually Facebook's number is
up.
Yeah, they and a lot of these first to market kind of big social media companies, they're still very young. Like, they're not that old. YouTube's what, like 10 years old? And all these are very early. So
YouTube,
we'll see where all this goes. I think the market will bear new fruit and new options for people when it comes to the internet. Chris, I appreciate the call, man. And because of the internet, I remember this clip. I'm just in a good mood. It's Friday. This is an example of not only are the voters stupid, they are. But this is a perfect example of the condescending Democrat.
Seth, I know.
And no, Seth, you have said that you're hesitant to ever call in to, like, Dan's show or Greg's show or Barron's show because you just don't know where to begin. So I think in the next, and I see you clam up when we start talking politics up here.
Yes, I do.
Yes. So I want to start to educate you little by little. Slowly but surely into the world of the absurdity of politics. So we have a little time here. This, folks, is 2008 or 07 or 08, the 2008 campaign Democratic primary debate on PBS.
All the way to the end, watch the monitor. Sam.
And Joe Biden is talking about, AIDS.
The fact of the matter is, what Hillary points out, there's neglect on the part of the medical and the white community focusing on educating the minority community out there.
Yeah.
I spent last summer going through the black sections of my town holding rallies in parks, trying to get black men to understand it's not unmanly to wear a condom, getting women to understand they can say no, getting people in the position where testing matters. I got tested for AIDS. I know Barack got tested for AIDS. There's no shame in being tested for AIDS. It's an important thing. Because the fact of the matter is, in the community,
keep watching.
And the community's engaged in denial. They're engaged in denial. No one wants to talk about it in the community, and we do not have enough leaders in the community and outside the community demanding we face the reality, confront the men in the community, as well as the women, letting them know there are alternatives.
Thank you.
Wow.
Al Sharpton's like, what the hell?
We're laughing at folks. It's Al Sharpton gives him the biggest mean mug, like furrowed brow, like, what the hell did he just say? No, and if you go back to the beginning of this,
the fact of the matter
how condescending he is. The white community needs to go into the black community.
Educating the minority community out
to
there.
To educate.
I spent last summer going through the black sections of my town holding rallies in parks.
He sounds like an old retired KKK man.
Understand it's not unmanly to wear a condom. Getting women to understand they can say no.
Yeah, so Joe Biden has taken it upon himself to go into the black parts of town as a white savior and tell men it's not unmanly to wear a condom, and women, you can say no.
If he's telling...
What in the hell is wrong with him?
The people in the neighborhood, the thing about the condom, it's because it didn't fit.
They make magnums, man.
He doesn't know that, apparently. Oh, he's walking through the hood.
Joe Biden is... That's just one example of... But also, there are just funny moments. Where, like, the thank you...
Thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper, and thank you, Chancellor.
It's like when you tell, who was
that's just funny. He just messed up. I love that.
He told the dude in the wheelchair, stand up. Can't stand
here. I think of a. No, that's wrong. Here, let's see how much Biden we got. And we'll just do this for the rest of the night.
You got a bunch of it.
Because there's a few things I have in here, but I haven't updated this in a while. I'm going way back, folks, into our library here. Let's see. No? Oh, come on, man. I've got to get them to fix this damn system. This is driving me nuts. I can't find anything real quick.
There was also, what was the one where he said, God rest her soul, and she was standing there looking at him, and he's like, I mean, God bless her soul, she's right here.
There should be an age limit, man.
But it's a funny thing that the Democrats have owned the black vote. I mean, there's no...
Well, I mean,
you can't argue about that.
Some of it, I agree, but some of it is promising, like, goods, like the welfare stuff, and also civil rights and that legacy of of civil rights. But here's the point:
I dig all that, but every once in a while, you get an insight like this, where he's speaking off the cuff. I mean, he's going Donald Trump, and he's speaking from his heart. Well, I had to go into the black community and tell the black people that you don't have to procreate every time you breed. You can wear a condom. And women, just because a man tells you he wants to have sex with you does not mean that you have to have sex with him. You can say, no, I'm not having sex with you. You have that right as a black woman.
Right.
But you need an old 70-year-old white dude to tell you that.
That's ridiculous.
Put it was great. The way he put it,
you need sometimes
he need to be more colorblind.
Well, and you need people like Biden to say,
I promise you, the president has that big stick.
And you need Donald Trump to say,
ooh, there was a mosquito. I don't want mosquitoes around me. I don't like mosquitoes.
I don't either.
I don't like those mosquitoes. I never did.
Well, thank you for listening, folks. And
thank you, Dr. Pepper.
Yes, and I'll be back on Monday.
Woohoo!
Woo! Little Rick Flair in here. Woo!